Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline. A lot of people stayed up late last night, Sal, only to see no pick by the Bills. What is Brandon Bean's strategy?
Yeah, including me. I left the facility at 2:16 in the morning to come home, and I think you guys were just waking up right around that time to go do your radio show this morning. The Bills moved back twice, right? They moved back from 28 to 32, which is the last pick of the first round. Then they moved back from 32 to 33, which means they didn't pick at all last night, as you said. First pick of tonight in the second round. The strategy is they did not value anybody high enough to take with those picks. So move back, get extra picks, extra capital, get more value where you're going.
We'll start here. The idea of trading back is part of that. You mentioned, you know, part of it is, all right, you don't value anybody at that pick, so it's a better value to move back. With the big Josh Allen contract, is it as simple as more picks is better because you need more cheap players?
It can be, Brian. I still don't think they'll draft all 10 picks they have. Look, they went into last night with 10. They still have 10. Despite all the shuffling, they still have the same amount of picks. But I still would also tell you that out of the 10 picks, how many are actually going to make the roster? Because the roster is really good, and only 53 guys make it, and they have probably already a good 40 guys, you could say. Yeah, they're on the roster. So, yes, I think they're going through a bit of a change, a bit of a reset on the roster. It doesn't have to be a rebuild. That's partly it, which is, hey, we need cheaper labor. We got to find some guys that can, lower contracts. That's going to be your rookie pool here you're bringing in. But at the same time, you have all these picks. You can't, not all of them are going to make the team. So I wonder how he's going to manage that today and tomorrow, too, to kind of, get to a point where they feel comfortable about the number of picks they're making.
They made a deal with the Chiefs. Isn't that like making a deal with the devil? I mean, especially if this Xavier Worthy, the receiver that the Chiefs picked there, turns out to be really good.
Yeah, you could look at it like that, right? So this is the big issue a lot of Bills fans have this morning. I mean, lots of Bills fans are tied up with this because, it's one thing to trade and to trade down and to have a team come up and be willing to deal. It's a whole another thing to have it be the Kansas City Chiefs, the team you did that with in 2017, who then selected Patrick Mahomes with the pick you gave them. And then the team that ultimately became the team you can't get over and beat in the playoffs, and they've won three Super Bowls since then. Here's how Brandon Bean explained it. And I understand it, more after he explained it. I totally get it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be afraid, and that can all happen, Susan. You're right about that. But what he explained was, look, if they don't value Xavier Worthy at the 28th pick, then they want to move down. They can't stop Kansas City from taking whoever they want to take then, because he's going to fall to them anyway. Kansas City could then trade with 29 and take him, or trade with 30 and take him, or they could take him at 32. They can't worry about who Kansas City's going to pick. Sure, they're trading with Kansas City, and you're like, man, but you're still helping them in some regard. The Bills, they say, we can't worry about that. We just need to help ourselves. By making this deal, they jumped up 38 spots from round 4 to round 3 and another pick. So, yes, you're right. Like, it's, wow, this is the talk today and what fans are afraid of. But at the same time, Brandon Bean's right. The Bills can't worry about who the Kansas City Chiefs like, because if the Bills don't like them, then it doesn't matter. Kansas City's going to get them anyway when they pick.
I think it's pretty interesting in that we get a good look into the philosophy that Brandon Bean has, which is he must truly believe that you don't really worry about the other teams, you worry about yourself. And, you know, you don't try and react to what other teams are doing. You're just doing whatever for yourself, and the other teams are going to do what they're going to do. I think that's pretty interesting.
100% right. It's just really fascinating. And I do think you do think about the other teams in your roster construction, right, Brian, which is, like, if that's the team you're chasing, like the Chiefs in this case, Bills have said before, hey, we got to get Patrick Mahomes on the ground, right? That's how you beat him. You got to get edge rushers. You got to do that. Oh, look at the team speed they have. We got to match that or something like that. But I think in this case, the draft is about value. That's what the draft is about. The draft isn't about, we got to worry about who the other team is taking. The draft is about, what is the value for our team? And Brandon Bean made it clear last night again, they did not have 28 players with first round grades. There's 32 picks. The Bills picked 28th. They didn't have 28. So by the time it got to them at 28, there's nobody on the board that they feel has the value of where they're picking. So move back, and then you get that value later when you pick. The thing is here, they move back twice. They go back to 32, and then his good buddy Dan Morgan calls him from the Panthers, who is the GM of now the Carolina Panthers. Dan Morgan used to be here in Buffalo, and they moved down one spot. So now the Bills had no pick last night after a late night, and now they have a full day, by the way, a full day to totally reevaluate, reassess the board, and field more phone calls. Don't be surprised if they trade again today to start the draft.
I was kind of hoping they would be first tonight, but
they're scheduled. We'll see.
Is receiver, do you think, still the top option for night two?
I do, but I do think now, though, that more things are open, because think about the fact that the top four receivers went before the Bills drafted. We knew that was going to happen. And then the Bills trade the pick that becomes Xavier Worthy. That happens. It's five. And then a few picks later, the other pick they traded, Xavier Leggett, the two Xaviers, who I think both were really good fits for the Bills. They're all off the board. So now you're talking about the seventh best receiver, in theory, given all the six that were already taken. And none of those seven are going to be the number one receiver on the Bills. You're not going to walk in here and do that. But there's still some really good players. Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. Keon Coleman out of Florida State. Who else? Javon Baker out of UCF. Like, there's just a bunch of guys that you can get that are still really good. And by the way, there was another one taken, Ricky Pearsall. So it's actually eight, seven have already taken. So you would get the eighth guy off the board. Now, that said, I wouldn't be stunned if it's a guy like Cooper DeJean, who plays safety, who plays on defense. I think he's going to be a fantastic NFL player. I think he fits so well in Buffalo. I've just never given it much thought to do that, because the team generally does not play young players at that position. They like their veterans there. They've had Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer there for so long. They've had other veterans they brought in to play there. But boy, I think he's a perfect fit, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills went there. Johnny Newton, a defensive lineman who is a very big disruptor, a very big upset that he wasn't a first-round pick last night. So, I think these are the kinds of players that could still be in the mix.
All right, Sal. Well, lots can happen, and I guess the one good news is we won't have to wait a while to see what happens with the Bills tonight. It's the first
pick. Who knows?
All right, that's true. Who knows? First pick of the second round, though, as it stands right now for the Bills. Sal Capaccio covering it all for us, and, of course, down the hall over at WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.